That's prostatereport.com.
The White House spokeswoman might be elevating the game against former FBI Director James Comey. Correspondent Chris Barnes has this report.
The president was 100% right in firing James Comey.
And the president's press secretary says the Justice Department should consider prosecuting the former FBI director.
His actions were improper and likely could have been illegal.
Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders telling reporters at the Tuesday briefing Comey leaked memos containing privileged information to the New York Times and gave false testimony to Congress. I'm Chris Barnes.
ESPN is distancing itself from comments made by SportsCenter anchor Jamil Hill. In a series of tweets Monday, Hill called Donald Trump a white supremacist who is unfit to be president. She also said it was the height of white privilege to be able to ignore Trump's white supremacy. ESPN released a statement saying that Hill's views do not reflect those of the network, although she did receive support from former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hillary Clinton now saying writing her book about losing the presidential election helped her understand why she lost. Here's Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton saying writing about her loss last year was cathartic.
It started out for me trying to just come to grips with what happened.
Clinton claiming during that live interview on NBC's Today show that the determining factor in her loss to Donald Trump was then FBI Chief James Comey's intervention so close to the election.
It stopped my momentum. It drove voters from me who, understandably, this is not about the voters who were saying, well, wait, what does this mean and how do I evaluate it?
Clinton admitting her campaign lacked the passion of her husband's campaign of 1992. I'm Chris Barnes.
The head of a major bank is slamming the online currency Bitcoin. Here's Mark Mayfield.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said yesterday that the cryptocurrency is not a real thing and eventually it will be shut down. Dimon told bankers at an industry conference that even though Bitcoin has gained 300% in value this year, it won't end well. He pointed out that actual currencies have legal support. Dimon also said he would fire in a second any J.P. Morgan Chase trader who is trading Bitcoin.
The Slender Man trial continues today in Wisconsin. Opening statements and testimony were heard in Washington County Court yesterday in a case against 15-year-old Anissa Weyer. She and another girl allegedly stabbed a classmate 19 times 3 years ago to please a fictional character called Slender Man. USA Radio News.
HuntingChamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.huntingchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding
Irma, though it's not yet known what parts of that state he's planning to go to.
The president is proud of the decision that he made. The president was 100% right in firing James Comey.
And the president's press secretary says the Justice Department should consider prosecuting the former FBI director.
His actions were improper and likely could have been illegal.
Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders telling reporters at the Tuesday briefing Comey leaked memos containing privileged information to the New York Times and gave false
life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Tax reform was the main course on the menu last evening at the White House as the president hosted a bipartisan dinner with senators that included Democrats Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, and Joe Donnelly. West Virginia's Manchin saying the meeting was very productive and there were areas of agreement between the two sides. The Mormon Church and most of Utah's GOP state senators are signaling their support for a Colorado bakery that refused to make a cake for a same-sex wedding. The church has joined other religious groups in signing on to the brief that supports the bakery as the case goes before the nation's highest court.
Everybody's rights need to be protected, both the LGBT community and those with deep-seated religious beliefs.
That's Utah Senate Majority Whip Stuart Adams among the Republican state senators who signed a brief in support of the bakery. Last night's hand-in-hand benefit for hurricane relief reportedly raising over $14 million for the victims of Harvey and Irma. This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Apple finally pulls the curtain back on its hotly anticipated iPhone 10.
This is iPhone 10. It is the biggest leap forward since the original iPhone.
The high-tech phone, starting at $1,000, unveiled at a big event yesterday in Cupertino, California. It features a big 5.8-inch Super Retina display, dual cameras, and a small bump cutting into the top of the screen. And with no home button, users can tap anywhere on the screen to enable the display. Also at that event, the Apple CEO Tim Cook was honoring legendary Apple co-founder Steve Jobs.
His greatest gift, his greatest expression of his appreciation for humanity would not be a singular product, but rather it would be Apple itself.
Former pharmaceutical executive Martin Shkreli says he's sorry for putting a $5,000 bounty on a lock of Hillary Clinton's hair. The so-called pharma bro, who was convicted recently of fraud, apologizing in a letter to a federal judge for a number of Facebook posts, including the one about Clinton's hair. He said the offer was an awkward attempt at humor. And the man who runs the biggest bank in the nation says Bitcoin's a fraud. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon saying the cryptocurrency is not a real thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Time is 8:08. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, it's 63 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. We have a 40% chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday. It is September 13, 2017. Partly cloudy with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High in 76. Winds light and variable with a chance of rain is 40%. Some clouds and a stray shower or thunderstorm tonight possible with a low of 64. Winds light and variable. Cloudy early with thunderstorms developing later in the day. Tomorrow, high 79, winds south-southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Partly cloudy and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible on Friday. It'll be a high of 81. And Friday night during the Jazz Festival looks pretty good. A low of 63 and mainly clear. The Craft Fair in Flemington. Also going to have pretty nice weather. Partly cloudy and a slight chance of a rain shower on Saturday. High 81. And on Sunday, sunshine and some clouds. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 83. Partly to mostly cloudy and 79 on Monday the 18th. Partly cloudy and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible on Tuesday the 19th. High around 80. We're having better weather now than we did in August. Temperatures in the area. 64 in Raritan, 62 in Kingwood, 67 down in Doylestown, 59 in Stockton, 57 Easton, 67 in Asbury, 64 in Tewksbury, 52 in Round Valley, 61 over in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. And on Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, we're down the street from the Jazz Festival and the Craft Fair. That'll be happening on Main Street. It's my job to get you out and about any day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a chairman of commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Manfred Mann. But when you don't know, this is written by none other than the Boss. Bruce Springsteen. But one of the band members has a birthday today, and that's the reason we're playing it. Here it is. It's Wednesday. I was not supposed to be in today, but Hurricane Irma, despite avoiding the Carolinas, still created havoc down there, and my travel plans were canceled. So I am back with you, and that's not a bad trade-off. It is Wednesday. It is 8:13, and I got to get you traffic. Find out what's going on our Hunter County roads. Now everybody's starting to get settled into the new commute with the schools open. But we have a couple of things to let you know about. Motor vehicle accident with delays back just west of exit 12 in Union Township on 78 eastbound, all the way to exit 17. That came out at 7:21 this morning. Slow-moving traffic approaching exit 26 in Lamington with delays back to exit 20 in Lebanon Borough. That came out at 7:23 this morning. And 202 northbound at Old York, a motor vehicle accident. Delays currently back to Pleasant Run Road. That came out at 7:25 this morning. So not starting off well on 78 or 202. Please drive safe, sound smart. Get your alerts from HERT.com, where you get the local, state, county, and interstate roads. And you get to pick what you would like to get alerts about. Follow them on Twitter as well. Good morning, Hunter and Men, Jimbo Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingTuber.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10, and we have no Michelle Heidi today. She's got to take care of family duties, so we'll talk with her tomorrow. But we got Diane Lane. We're going to go traveling, find out where to go and what to do now that there's not a lot of Caribbean left or the Florida. So we'll have to talk with her and find out what's our next option. We'll talk with her from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, it's Staying Young, show dedicated to medical health. And you can listen to that and get all sorts of information. Plus, Dimension Defender, which helps you think about and use your cranium to understand and think about different things and keep yourself fit. So Staying Young is on from 10 to 11. Raising Conscious Kids Radio with Kim Pramatic is on from 11 to 12. Kim believes that kids are different today than they were when we were growing up. Got to be treated differently, got to be behavior modified differently because they're more technologically savvy, more emotionally connected. And so in order to do that, you got to raise them consciously. That's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Ruth Altamara rolls on with Counselor Chet. Her practice over 30 years in Flemington helps people overcome and handle stress and anger management and all the different things that bother us emotionally and mentally from 12 to 1. From 1 to 2, we do a rewind, then we go to Modern Design with Rich Scuderi. Rich is here doing interior design on a dime, part of Maven Hill. He runs those shops, and he comes over here and talks about how to overcome the challenges and do it frugally at your home, 2 to 3. And if you get in touch with him, he'll answer your questions on the air. Jeannie Murphy is on from 3 to 4. She's doing talented people, and she talks to up-and-comers, people that she would like to let you know about as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. The Human Side with David White and Art Nevin talks about the human condition and all the different things that humanity is trying to overcome and how they're doing it with different organizations that they bring on to represent. And then we round out the day with the Legends of Success, interviews about icons of business. That's the entire HuntingTuber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingTuber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a few minutes.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Little Joe and the Thrillers helping me with BrandLax.com. For the month, week, and day, we are in September. It is AKC, Responsible Dog Ownership Month. It's All American Breakfast Month. It's Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder Month. Atrial Fibrillation Month, Baby Safety Month, Backpack Safety America Month. Kids are walking around with backpacks that are way too heavy and not properly organized, potentially causing back problems, folks. Be smart. Be kind to Editors and Writers Month, Blood Cancer Awareness Month. It's Bourbon Heritage Month, Children's Good Manners Month. Getting back to bourbon, it's funny, I think it's Kentucky is trying to make bourbon the official state beverage of Kentucky, and people are up in arms about it. It is what it is, folks. Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, Cholesterol Education Month, Classical Music Month, we're going to have jazz on the Friday, College Savings Month, Craniofacial Acceptance Month, Eat Chicken Month, it's Fall Hat Month, Global Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Month, Go Wild During California Wild Rice Month, Great American Low Cholesterol, Low Fat Pizza Bake Month, it's Gynecology Cancer Awareness Month, and it's Happy Cat Month. For the week, International Air Ambulance Week, Dating and Life Coach Recognition Week, International Housekeepers Week, National Assisted Living Week, National Environmental Services Week, National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. It is Line Dance Week. American Massage Therapy Week started today, along with National Guitar Flat Picking Days. Hummingbird Celebration starts tomorrow, along with American Massage Therapy Week. I missed that one. Celebrations and verses for the day. It is International Chocolate Day. It's Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day. It's National Celiac Awareness Day. National Peanut Day. National Programmers Day. Ron Dahl Day. It's Uncle Sam Day. And it's Scooby-Doo Day. Celebrations urges for the month, week, and day from BrandonLox.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Delaware Valley High School gets a charge out of a new solar field. Craig Turpin reports that a new 1 megawatt solar array was dedicated on Friday at Delaware Valley Regional High School. Because of its economic and environmental benefits, I'm dedicating this project to the students of Delaware Valley Regional High School, said school business administrator Teresa Barna. The brief ceremony, attended by about 100 people, including about 80 students and freeholder Rob Walton, took place on a beautiful afternoon just outside the gate that secures the solar field. The event included a chance for students and staff to autograph an extra solar panel. The solar field was designed by Advanced Solar Products, which also supervised the construction. The panels are in a far corner of the 127-acre campus, beside the lacrosse fields. The work began in the winter and began producing electricity in June. Now the array belongs to IGS Solar, which paid for the project. IGS will maintain the solar field and sell the electricity to DelVal for about half of what JCP&L is charging. The array of 3,186 solar panels is engineered to meet 80% of the school's electricity needs. Savings the first full year are expected to exceed $66,000. Superintendent Daria Wasserbach opened the ceremony and praised Barna for her instrumental role in making the power-generating field a reality. We are proud to announce that our solar array will reduce greenhouse gases equivalent to removing 204 vehicles off the road for 1 year. She urged students and colleagues to create a new culture of sustainability at DelVal, where all that we do contributes to reducing our carbon footprint. There is so much more that we can do. Recycling waste, control, energy conservation, all require a change in thought and behavior for success. Perhaps the Environmental Club or the School Spirit Club would be willing to partner with me to foster positive change. She also noted that the savings on electricity will allow more funds to be directed to our educational program. Barna thanked Wasserbach and the school board for their vision and support of the project and enumerated the other people and organizations involved in the project's planning and implementation. Finally, she produced a handful of bright markers and invited all present to sign the solar panel. That's a great example. I'd like to know what it cost to do it. Now, it doesn't cost DelVal anything, of course, because IGS paid for it, but still would be curious to know what the cost was at this point and whether it's a value proposition. This opportunity is out there. I don't know how anybody in particular feels about it, but if you are moved into doing something like that, you might investigate whether you can have a company put solar panels on your home, do an assessment, and perhaps you could lease them. purchasing them is a little cost prohibitive, and I fear that there's going to be so many different iterations and innovations in solar panels that buying them might not be a good idea because they might be irrelevant by the time in a couple of years. So look into it. Certainly can save you money. It's saving DelVal $66,000 a year, and it's nothing to sneeze at. And what a great example for the students. Vitamin C for today. September 13th. And may all your dreams come true. Happy, happy birthday. The old disc jockey almanac has our celebrity birthdays for today, September 13th. The Kings of Summer, Lil Reinhardt is 21. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, Robbie Kay is 22. From Reba, Mitch Holman is 23. One Direction singer, Niall Horan is 24. Criminal Minds, Taylor Black is 26. Playboy playmate, actress in The Wedding Man, Carol Ann Watts is 30. Alphas, Aaron Way is 30. Actor in Big Bad Wolf, Trevor Duke Moretz is 31. The Big Stick, Vella Lovell is 32. She was an actress in that. My Father Die. Sean Brosnan is 34. Actor in If I Stayed. Giles Panton is 35. Nashville's Courtney Hanson is 37. Boy Meets World, Ben Savage is 37. Days of Our Lives, Jason Cook is 37. Hitch, actress in there, Marilyn Barrett is 39. Singer, Fiona Apple is 40. Writer, director, actor of Jurassic World, Colin Trevorrow is 41. Hildego, Louis Lombard is 47. Nurse Jackie, Dominic Famusa is 48. General Hospital's Roger Howarth is 49. Jonathan Walker is 50 from Shooter. Olympic gold medal sprinter Michael Johnson is 50. Spawn's Laura Stepp is 51. Actor in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Louis Mandylor is 51. Radio and TV show host Tavis Smiley is 53. Megadeth singer Dave Mustaine is 56. Shawshank Redemption, Alfonso Freeman is 58. Sister Sledge singer, Joni Sledge is 61. Facts of Life, Jerry Jewell is 61. 25th Hour, Isaiah Whitlock Jr. is 63. Jaws 2, Ann Dusenberry is 64. Singer of Beautiful, Karen Wyman is 64. The Usual Suspects, Christine Estabrook is 65. Village People, Randy Jones is 65. Bassist and singer of Was Not Was. That's Don Was, 65. Actress in Designing Women, Jean Smart is 66. The Car, Kathleen Lloyd is 69. Paradise Road, Clyde Kusatsu is 69. Actress in Bullet, Jacqueline Bisset is 73. Playboy Playmate, Dolly Reed is 73. Former Chicago solo singer Peter Cetera is 73 today. Former Blood, Sweat, and Tears singer David Clayton Thomas is 76. Beverly Hills 90210, Johnny Tata is 81. As the World Turns, Eileen Fulton is 84. Chicago radio legend Dick Biondi is 85. Mission Impossible in Space 1999, Barbara Bain is 86. An actress in Not Another Teen Movie, Beverly Polsine is 90. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshimmer.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back. I'll be doing the investment update in just a second. All right, Michelle Heide is not available today, so we're going to do the markets without her, with a little help from CNNMoney.com. Looking at yesterday, the markets closed up 61 points in the Dow, 22 points in NASDAQ, and 8.37 points for the S&P. Big movers. Range Resources Corp up 5.6. Gap was up 6.44. Gap has been taking it on the chin over the last couple of months. Perrigo Company, PLC, is up 4.63. CenturyLink is up 4.2. And L Brands, 3.65. Anthem down 3.42. McDonald's down 3.22. Extra Space Storage down 2.83%. Hologic down 2.58%. First Energy Corp down 2.31. World markets. Japan, the Nikkei was up almost 0.5%, up 89 points. Hang Seng down 0.25%. London down 0.33%. And DAX up 0.13% or 16 points. Health services is the best sector over the last 3 months at 6.71%, where consumer non-durables and energy minerals not doing so well, but certainly much better. Energy minerals was down close to 10%. Now it's only down 4.39% over the last 3 months. So a majority of the downside is already over, and we're just kind of creeping up. So there's a sector switch going on. Commodities, oil is at $48.69. It was up almost 1%. Gas, $3.04. Up 1.43%. Gold is at $1,337, up a third. Silver is at $18, up two-thirds. And corn is at $3.53, up 0.5%. What do you need to know now news that's affecting today pre-market? First is Nordstrom. Shares in Nordstrom were surging by about 10% pre-market following reports that the company could soon be taken private. CNBC, citing unnamed sources, said that private equity firm Leonard Green and Partners would partner with the Nordstrom family on a buyout. The Nordstrom family owns more than 30% of the retailer's shares. Leonard Green and Partners would reportedly provide roughly $1 billion in equity to help finance the deal. This comes as the retailer experiments with smaller stores and specialized customer services in an effort to compete with online outlets, including Amazon. Investors will continue to focus on Apple after the company unveiled its new iPhone X, iPhone 8, and iPhone 8 Plus on Tuesday. Shares dipped a tad following the announcement. Futures suggest the stock could drop further when trading starts on Wednesday. The big question, will consumers pay nearly $1,000 for a phone? Yes, they will. Toshiba. Beleaguered tech giant Toshiba was assigned a memorandum of understanding to negotiate a deal to sell its business unit, Toshiba Memory Corporation, to Bain Capital. Bain Capital is working with a larger consortium on the deal. Toshiba is trying to recover from billions of dollars in losses stemming from the collapse of the Westinghouse Electric. It's now bankrupt U.S. nuclear unit. Global stock markets are looking soft following 2 days of strong gains. U.S. stock futures were dipping a bit alongside many European markets. Asian markets ended the day with mixed results. Cracker Barrel will announce earnings before the bell. New data shows the U.K. unemployment rate dropped 4.3% in the second quarter, its lowest level in more than 40 years. It's not all good news. Prices are rising at faster rate than British wages, meaning workers are feeling poorer. Thursday, we'll have a Bank of England rate decision, and Friday, Samsung releases the Galaxy Note 8, which is not true. It's actually been released already. I already have it. So I don't know what the point of that is. I got it last week already. I've been using it for over a week now. Pre-market. The S&P is down 3 points. NASDAQ's down 11. Dow is down 15. Moving pre-market, XL Group is up 1.98%. Applied Materials is up 1.84%. Chesapeake Energy is up 1.6%. Lam Research is up 1.35, and H&R Block, the tax company, up 1.21. Perrigo, which was talked about yesterday, is now down, going down 4.93. Freeport McMoRan is down 1.54. Consolidated Edison is down 1.32. AbbVie is down 1.15, and Claw Tenor is down 1.01. The bonds and interest rates. The Treasury, 10-year Treasury yield is up today, up 0.05%, and the 30-year is up 0.03%. So the yields are going up, bond prices are going down. That means that people are buying or selling the bonds. All right, that's the investment update. Michelle Heide will be back tomorrow to help me with more of it. Stay tuned for that. We got Diane Lane who's coming up. We got to find out where to go on vacation now that the Caribbean is having a little trouble and find out what the real hurt is there. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, it's time to talk with Diane Lane, D&L Travel, to find out where to go on vacation. And Diane, I'm going to start off with this. A friend of mine here came in last week after Hurricane Irma was coming through, and actually I think it was Monday, to be honest with you, and she says, I was supposed to go to St. Thomas, and it's not available. It's not, they're not going to have electric for, like, months.
That's true.
So,
that is true.
And I started to think to myself, there isn't much left. Traditionally, the ABC Islands don't get hit by these types of storms, and that seemed to be the case again. So is that the only choices that are out there?
Well, no. St. St. Lucia is open.
Okay.
And they have a direct, you can get to them easy because the airline is open to get there. But like St. Martin and St. Thomas are major hubs.
Yeah.
And their airports have been totally destroyed.
Yep.
And I'm trying to find the what we found. Turks and Caicos sandals, they're closed till December. There's no chance they're going to be up and going.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting it out there already. it's just been horrible. 70% of St. Thomas was destroyed.
Wow.
Infrastructure, no power, no water is gone. No water, no power. Main hospital had catastrophic destruction.
Mm.
Most of the patients were evicted to Puerto Rico. Schools destroyed. FEMA's on the island. Marines are there to help. It'll take months and months to clean up and restore. And that was the representative from the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Well, what about
her name is Stacey Plaskett. She's a delegate to the U.S. Congress.
What about the other ones, St. John, St. Kitts, St. Croix?
They've all been hit.
Oh.
St. John is not as bad,
mm-hmm.
but Tortola, the British Virgin Islands,
mm-hmm.
like the eye wiggled. You know, it went over Necker Island that was owned by Branson. Totally
yep.
destroyed his island.
Yep.
They all hunkered down in the wine cellar.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, I mean, it was a hit and miss location on some of the islands. I mean, it didn't make any difference. They all got hit.
Yeah.
But Sandals is, you know, putting it out there. They're totally closed. It's just, you got to know your islands right now. Like Antigua Barbuda, tourism marketing officer, was at our meeting Monday night. And Barbuda has totally been evacuated. They're all in Antigua.
Mm.
And they're, you know, everybody's living there, all the residents, everything. All, everything was destroyed.
Wow.
I don't know how else to put it. It's just horrible. St. Martin, Anguilla. Oh, God. 70% of Anguilla also. They have no power, no water. And so if they have no power, they can't get the fuel.
Mm.
And whatever fuel they have is going to be limited because it all has to be shipped in.
Yeah.
So everybody's got to really know where they're going and what the logistics are, because you can fly to San Juan, and that's how you're going to have to hop. You can go to St. Lucia in order to hop to the other islands, like ABC, Aruba, Curacao, Bonaire, because the main line in St. Martin is shut down. That was a beautiful airport. They just redid it and opened it 2 years ago. It is gone.
Yeah.
The pictures are unbelievable. And I have my contact with Anguilla Border Tourism, Kenroy. He's been giving me updates every day on Facebook. They're doing news broadcasts and live. And, you know, it's just been unbelievable.
Wow.
I can't. The pictures are unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's devastating. It's something that we've talked about year after year after year, and this one was just one of the biggest hurricanes in the Atlantic ever, and then just happened to track right at it and took everything.
Yep.
So, I'm trying not to be dismissive of the danger of everything that's going down. Everybody's heard about that, but there are people that still want to partake in something. So what is St. Lucia told me, we talked about the ABC islands. Anything over near the Mexico in that area?
Well, Mexico got hit, and they also had an 8.1 earthquake.
Well, that was all the way down
On the west coast.
That was down further towards Costa Rica, that area. So,
yeah, and,
yeah.
You know, and again, you got to kind of watch what's going on. I mean, let me see. Where can we say you can go? Well, you got the lower Netherlands Antilles. Like I said, there's a...
Mm-hmm.
But like Saba, St. Kitts is open. Nevis is open. But they did sustain damage, you know. So you're going to have to really go online and see what the hotels are posting, because some are open. They're generally closed September and October for renovations for the year anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of them, because that's the hurricane. They know it's hurricane season. But, like, Trinidad and Tobago never gets hurricanes. Aruba,
okay.
Bonaire, and Curacao never get hurricanes. But yet I was there when they got a brush with the storm. We had nothing but mud and water and mosquitoes after we got there, you know.
Yeah.
You really have to follow the weather.
What about St. Vincent?
They're okay. The Grenadines and St. Vincent, they're okay. So, again, you're going to have to hop to St. Lucia or even Aruba to get to them. So you're going to waste a day going down and a day coming home on a vacation. And you better plan for those days to maybe sit at an airport because of the relief efforts going on right now. Like now, there's four cruise ships with Royal Caribbean that are going to be helping out with emergency evacuations. And one of the ships is going to be for first responders to live on while they're docked in St. Thomas. I mean, they put that right out there. So it's going to be a while. I mean, I don't know how else they're going to do this. I mean, there's a lot of ships that are helping out to get people off. Yes, there's a big controversy right now because, like, the Marriott hired a cruise ship to take the Marriott people off, and they wouldn't take the rest of the people off in St. Thomas. And they're saying because they gave passport numbers and names and everything for the manifest. Well, yeah, this is an emergency. You mean the captain could make an adjustment to take more people off the island? I mean, I guarantee it's got to deal with money. The Marriott probably told the cruise company, we'll pay for this, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
That's what it is. And I guess they didn't want to take on people for nothing.
Sure.
It's not a good thing. That's not a good PR.
No, it's not good PR. What about the Caymans? How did they do?
Nothing.
Oh, they're good?
You know, they're over there by Cuba.
That's ironic, isn't it?
Right. And almost all the ships left Miami went on the western side of Cuba because they got hit on the eastern side.
Yeah.
And even Cuba got hurt bad.
Yep.
I mean, they're just showing a little bit of what's going on down there. And their main, almost all the Caribbean islands, their main focus is tourism. So, like, Anguilla's got to get help from the British government, and St. Martin's has to get hit by their own, and they were British, and not any longer, and the French. So the Dutch and the French, you know, they got to help in. It's just what it is. I mean, if they feel that the British didn't respond fast enough, but yet the Navy was there, they're parked there, you know, they're helping out.
Wow.
And I just never seen, there's so many places, I cannot believe St. Thomas. They really have downplayed that, but it really is, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's so.
And this is not something that's going to happen overnight. When you have 90% of, or 70% of the island is.
It could take a year.
Oh, yeah, easy. Easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless you know somebody and their house is halfway decent and you're going down there to help them, I wouldn't take a trip down.
But that's great to go down to help them, but why, you know, why would you go down to an area that's destroyed to vacation?
Right. Like a bomb hit it.
Yeah, that's not exactly. Yeah, maybe it's a work vacation or one of those volunteer vacations, like.
Right.
Not to spend your hard-earned money.
Yeah, our friend, he's been writing everything about what's been going on in Anguilla, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, they're saying that they have no power. Well, that's the same thing that's going on in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything was just snapped off and broken in pieces.
Yep. Even the Keys, was it one in every four houses? Is gone on the Keys?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 25% of it is gone. We're still waiting to hear from our friend. He hunkered down outside of Marathon at Key Colony, and we haven't heard from him.
No.
And I don't know. We don't. You know, they really took a bad hit.
Yep.
And they're just starting to show that.
Yeah, it's quite a shame. And fortunately, Jose is going to go back to the Atlantic. And
I don't know if it's going to hit towards Bermuda, and that's what they're thinking it's going to do.
Wow. Now Bermuda's in sight. Holy cow.
Right, in its line.
That's insane. And then I wasn't even paying attention. It was Katia was over in Mexico.
Yeah.
Is that one still floating around, too?
No, it's just dumped a lot. It did a lot of damage there also. A lot of, you know, it's not there any longer. It went out. It's done, like, it's doing what Irma did, just dumping rain and wind and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, they had the earthquake.
Yeah. Well,
all at the same time.
It's a shame. I understand you got to take, you know, there's, it's easy to right now, a week after, to say, you know, we get it. There's bigger things than worrying about where am I going to have my winter vacation. But I promise you, in about a month or so, we as a society completely forget about all this. It just goes away in our head.
Well, they had the raising of the funds hand in hand last night on TV.
Yep.
You know, I'm hoping that helps and everybody, you know,
yep,
pays attention and stays with it, you know.
Yep.
Amazon is doing something for Anguilla, contact aid, looking for missing people, lots of flights in and out of San Juan today. Mountaineer is a subcontractor for FedEx,
mm-hmm,
is carrying all out their Caribbean operations. They're trying to work around that St. Martin is closed.
Yep.
And you have even St. Thomas. They're supposed to be resuming to Antigua. JetBlue and Virgin Air are supposed to be going to Antigua.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to kind of see. It's going to be limited. It really is going to be limited. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Let's see. It's saying here, like in Anguilla, the villas, Almond Tree was minor damage, Moon Dance, none. Villa Ane, major damage. Mainstay Villas, minor. Villa Soleil at Captain's Bay, moderate damage. Cebu, minor. Sandcastle, very minor. So they, you know, they have high season. Some are saying unknown. Maybe they're going to be open. So as I say, they're right now, nobody really knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hit and miss. Yeah.
And from people that had things booked, without insurance, they're still covered, right? These people are...
Well, they're covered for the airlines. Yep. If the airlines will keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they didn't have it for their vacations. And people might be lenient and say, okay, we'll give you a credit to come back at another time.
Right.
Okay? But, like, in Anguilla, you have... Rondi Duvet, Sunshine Shack, as we know it. Let's see, who else was destroyed? Arawak Beach Inn. They had very bad damage. Sunshine Shack, it's like they would have been, you know, it's just destruction beyond belief in a lot of the places. But the next 5 to 6 months without power is going to be a challenge. That's what they're saying in Anguilla, is not going to have power for 5 or 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, and even if you don't, you think you're going to get a credit from a particular company that you resort, depending on the health, the financial health, the fiscal health of those businesses to overcome this, they might not be there.
Company, yeah. They're going to balk at it.
Yep.
You know, that's the other thing. Are they going to say no?
Yeah.
They're going to weigh it out.
Yep.
You don't know. The insurance companies try to find every loophole not to pay for something.
Yep.
And if they can find a clause or a wording in there, forget it.
Yep.
But Barbados is really helping out. They're helping out Anguilla a lot. They're bringing supplies. They're doing, you know, so it's coming from the other islands. They are trying to help out people. So we'll see what happens. They're trying to get the airports going. Just so you can get in there, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, logistically, it's really hard to do anything. They're so isolated, despite they're sprinkled around the Caribbean.
Yeah, like Caramar Beach Club, which is an old, old club on Anguilla.
Mm-hmm.
They have a generator. They have they have running water, electricity. They can do all they can to support the regular stranded guests and try to help them. People, internet, regular phone service is still unavailable.